Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. It's your girl, Michaela J, teaching you how to manifest your next level looks life. So let's get into it. Welcome back to another week, another episode. And I just wanted to take a minute and say thank you to everybody listening. Thank you for always sharing. When I see how many of you share that you're listening on the podcast, whether it's this week's episode or, you know, something as throwback as like episode 10, you know, anything in between, you guys are the absolute best. You always share my shit and that does not go unnoticed. That's why I always try and respond to every single one of you and repost because it means so much to me. And how much you recommend it to friends and you leave beautiful reviews. I just like tear up when I read all of it. And when you take the time to message me and say that how much it's changed your life and the things you've manifested and the shifts you've had, and it does not go unseen. And I really honor and it makes me emotional that you guys love doing this with me every single week and that you found so much benefit from it. So I just felt like being a little mushy today. Mushy Michaela doesn't always come out because, you know, I'm here to kick your ass. But I just wanted to say thank you and I love you all so much and I feel so supported by this community and I hope you guys feel so supported by the content you receive from me every single week in the podcast and my trainings and courses on Instagram and the emails, all of the things. So thank you. I love you guys. Also, so many of you have been joining our free podcast Facebook community, which has been so much fun because I get to connect with even more of you. If you did not know, this is always linked in the show notes. I have a free Facebook community for everybody who listens to the podcast. If you can't find the link in the show notes, just look Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation up on Facebook groups and you can join in. Everybody shares their vision boards and asks questions and it's a really cool space. I've seen a lot of girls lately asking like, oh, who's from Australia? Who's from Chicago? Let's hang out. So super cool. I love this community so much and I feel so grateful that I get to create this. Like it's just so magical. So wanted to be mushy for a second and tell you all of that, but let's jump into today. We're going to be talking about getting the fuck out of your own way. So mushy Michaela is now turned off. Now it's manifestation coach Michaela kicking your ass here. We're talking about getting out of your own fucking way because this is something that I am stepping into a lot this year because what does it even mean to like get out of your own way? It means that when you have a goal or a desire or something you are manifesting, the only thing that stands between you and receiving the thing is yourself. Like there is literally nothing else in the way except for our own mindsets. And so I really want to talk about today what to do when you're in that like weird in-between phase and the waiting phase. I did an episode all about the in-between and you guys loved it. So I thought I would follow it up with another one where we talk about just like getting out of your own way in your headspace, right? Like handling those in-between times and real like tangible, practical practices to step out of the way and step into your receiving vibes. And like I said, this is something I'm focusing on a lot this year because me and some of my friends were having a conversation and we kind of just said, fuck goals. Like fuck the idea of goals and, you know, in a certain timeline, like it creates so much pressure and so much ickiness and really born out of like a masculine energy. Whereas this year, our vibe, like in my little like business friend group is so much more feminine and lean back and do what we want and then receive. And so we kind of said, fuck goals. We set goals for our income for the year and kind of our vision, but there's no monthly goals, no weekly pressure. And this requires a high level of getting out of your own way because when you do that, when you set a year-long goal, a year-long vision, but not the short term, anything can happen in an instant, right? So I'm becoming a millionaire this year. So in any moment, you know, I could just receive like 50K out of nowhere that contributes to that, right? I could have like 100K a month, completely unexpected out of the water. Like in any moment, a podcast network could just reach out to me and be like, we want to have you on, right? Like any fucking miracle can happen in any moment. And so the practices that we're going to talk about in this episode is getting out of your own way so you can receive those miracles in any one moment. And this is not limited to just those miracles. And it's not limited to like, oh, well, this is only for a long-term vision. This is only if you don't have goals. This goes for your short-term goals as well. But this is, I'm just sharing why I wanted to talk on this week, because it's what I'm doing for my entire year. It's something I've been focusing on so much this month. And I'm like, okay, I feel like I've mastered getting out of the fucking way. So let's talk about it on the podcast. Before we dive in, let's do our little housekeeping for the week. So our sponsor this week is really, really exciting, and it's something that is happening super quick. So if you're vibing with this, like literally go buy it today. And it is my Energetic Mastery Masterclass. So I'm teaching a one-day course literally tonight. When you are listening to this on Wednesday, January 27th, I'm teaching it tonight at 5 p.m. PST. Now, if you're like, Michaela, it is Thursday and I am listening to this, what the fuck? You can buy it and you will get access to the replay. So the Energetic Mastery Masterclass is an hour-long course with me where we are sitting down and I'm teaching you how to navigate the up-level process. You know when you're going through up-levels and you're just like, what the fuck is happening? And you're like, I feel kind of like a hot mess, but I feel really excited and I want to take all this action, but I don't want to burn out. Like, I'm teaching you the exact steps to navigate that, how to hold the energy of the up level as you move through like the batshit crazy stuff, and how to master the process for the rest of your life. So it's going to be really, really juicy. It's called Energetic Mastery Masterclass, Mastering Your Motherfucking Energy, and it's only $55. Yep, one-time payment of $55. We're going to do the masterclass tonight at 5 p.m. PST, and then we're going to have a bonus follow-up Q&A session. So let's say you're listening to this on Thursday and you want in, you can buy the replay, and then you can be there live for the Q&A session. So super juicy. There's like over 20 women in already. I'm so excited about that, and it's going down tonight. So if you want to hang out with me live, come be there. Life update. All right. So this is a really fun life update, kind of about my rituals. So in my Quantum Increase course, me and the girls are doing a 40-day ritual together, and we kind of update each other every single day, myself included. And we're like, okay, it's day 5 and I felt this, 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 and that. And part of the ritual is a specific type of scripting that we are doing. And I noticed a shift in my scripting based off of my vibration and how I was feeling during the day. And I thought this was really, really crazy. So I'm going to explain to you what I mean by this. So last week when we started the ritual, I was like in the thick of like a really high energy, busy, excited work week. So every time I would sit down to do my scripting, I would be like, holy shit, I'm so excited. I just got the house of my dreams. Or like, oh my God, I'm flying on a private jet for the first time, blah, blah, blah. And it was always like this, holy shit, oh my God, I'm so excited, really fired up energy, which is great. And like, you know, I felt so good after, and I felt so high vibe. And it was great because I just said it's great twice. It was amazing because I took that energy into my day with me. And then over this weekend, I went to Palm Springs with like my best friend, Sarah, and we stayed at her mom's house because she's from Palm Springs. And we just literally like ate good food, drank coffee, and hung out all day. And we're like super lazy. And it was a great decompressing weekend. And when I was doing my scripting there, all of my scripting was like, oh, I feel so peaceful. I'm so happy to be in my Bali villa. I'm signing the papers with such ease. I'm throwing this beautiful dinner party, and like I'm just like getting my glam done, and like all of the people I hired are like setting everything up, and I feel so grateful to pour into people with income and like buy Cartier gifts for my friends. It was like a very calm, of course, it's all taken care of energy. And this was so fascinating to me. I was like, oh my God, when my week is like crazy busy and I'm like super high energy, like busy in a good way, really high energy, I was like, oh, that, then I get into my daily rituals and I feel really like crazy high energy, high vibe, excited. But when I'm in like a lean back energy, my rituals are also in a lean back energy. So I'm bringing this to you guys and telling you about it because it was a very sudden shift. Like this was like day and night of a difference. And I'm telling you about it because if you think about your next level life, the next level you, do you think about it being this really, really high energy life? Or do you think about it being this really calm, taken care of, secure life where you can just lean back and everything's good and taken care of for you, right? Think about what is the vibe of your next level life, and are you creating those vibes in your life right now? Because you're going to get the manifestations in the energy that you are creating them in. So let's say I wanted my next level of life to look like high energy, busy, excited, holy shit, I'm on fire, I feel amazing. If that's what my next level life is, that is the energy that I need to approach my days in and my rituals. But if I want my next level life to be really peaceful and serene and calm and ease and flow, that's the vibe I need to work in, and that's the vibe I need to do my rituals in. And so when I saw this day and night difference, I had to take a step back and ask myself, like, which one do I resonate with more? And I'm not saying you have to pick one or the other. You can totally have it both. Or maybe like you want the high, busy, crazy vibe during the week and the really peaceful, serene weekend vibe. And that's kind of like the conclusion I came to. But I was like, wow, this really shows that all of the things that we're doing in our life during the work week and on the weekends contributes so much to our vibration. And I just felt like that was so freaking crazy. And maybe it's something you guys will now be aware of in your rituals too. Like maybe during the week you're journaling through more shadows because you're feeling more stress, but on the weekend it's more light work and affirmations because you feel a little bit more ease. So just something to look at. And I thought that was really crazy and wanted to share it with you guys. And this is actually the perfect segue into what I wanted to start talking about. So when we are waiting on these desires, when we are manifesting the things or the goals or whatever, our energy is so key. And like I said at the beginning of this, we're really going to hone in on the mindset because that is where we end up getting in our way. So it's like when you're looking at your energy around your manifestation, are you feeling like, oh my God, I'm running out of time. It's not coming in quickly. When's it coming? What's the, you know, what's going to happen? What if it doesn't happen? Let's start to make a plan B and blah, 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 blah. When you start to create that vibration, you're building up to the manifestation in a very anxious and icky energy. So when you receive it, the manifestation, it's going to be in an icky, weird energy. And that's not what we want. And most likely you're going to end up prolonging the process because, like we talked about last week, the second step in manifestation is thinking about how am I going to feel when I receive this desire? And you're going to usually feel excited. You're going to feel thrilled. You're going to feel relieved. You're going to feel happy, whatever it is. And those are the feelings that you want to be in when you're calling it in. So it's like when you're in those icky anxiety vibes, you're going to push it away. It's going to take a little bit longer. Our energy is so freaking important. This is why we have to get out of our own way, because we start to get in our way when we ask those questions. How's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? Where is it even going to come from? You know, like sometimes maybe you're about to go on a trip and you're like, I need extra money to come in for the trip. And you're like, shit, where is this money going to come from? Like, am I going to have to work extra hours? Do I need to sell my entire closet? Do I need to go donate plasma? Like, you start to ask all those questions, and then your manifestation has to come in a really forceful, weird way at the last minute, most likely. Whereas you could say, okay, I set the intention for this manifestation to come through, and this is what I feel guided to do right now. And maybe it's going to be one of those things I just listed, but that is a completely different energy. And that's you getting out of the way. You're like, I trust that it's done. I'm certain that it's coming, but what do I feel called to do in the quote unquote waiting process? So let's talk about what it looks like when you're in the way of your manifestation, just so you can have a very clear example of what that looks like and what it looks like when you are out of the fucking way and in your receiving mode. When you are in the way, you're asking a million questions. You're thinking about your manifestation all fucking day. You're like, I want this, I want this, I want this. Is it coming? Is it coming? Is it coming? When's it gonna be here? Oh my gosh, what else do I need to do? Do I need to meditate again? Journal, tap. Okay, I did that. All right, now what action? Did anybody message me on Instagram? I need to check my email. Should I do my homework now? Okay, I need to eat, but like, what would my next level selfie? And you're like, really in your fucking head, right? Just like saying all that gives me anxiety. That's what it looks like when you're in your way. And why that is you in your way is because your head is so clouded with overthinking, it can't deliver the intuitive nudges that you need, right? I like to think about our intuition, our spirit guides, and our higher self like peering down on us. Like we are on Earth, and Earth is like this little maze. We're like wandering through Earth, and like the exit for level one is like getting to a desire. And then you go into level two for your next desire, and so on and so forth. And your intuition, your guides, your higher self, they're watching from an aerial view. They're like, they can see the path. They can see how to get you out in the simplest, easiest way possible. But we have to have a clear mind so they can guide us, right? Like if your schedule is busy and fully booked up day to night, how are they going to be able to give you the next action step when you can't even fit the action step into your day? If your mind is so cluttered with overthinking thoughts, how are they going to be able to deliver you the vibration that you need to be in to receive the manifestation? How are they going to deliver to you, oh, this is the action step to take. This is the person to talk to. This is the coffee you should go get today, because then you're going to bump into that old friend and then they're going to have an opportunity for you. You have to clear your mind and have space for all of this to come through. And that's when you're out of the way. You're in the way when you are just standing like a cemented wall. You're like full, you're stuck, you don't have any wiggle room. And that's where we want to get out of. We want to make life very fluid. We want to constantly be moving and grooving and having space for our intuition to pop in and guide us elsewhere. And a really key thing here is this spiral mentality, or like squirrel brain. When you are overthinking and you're thinking a million things and you're questioning and you're already coming up with a plan B in case plan A doesn't work, and you're so worried and you're so stressed out, it's totally common. It's common. That's what, you know, the majority of humans are doing, but that doesn't mean it's normal. It's not normal for us to be clouded with all those thoughts. It's not normal to be controlled by your squirrel brain. It's not normal to spiral into worry, anxiety, and doubt. It's common, but it's not normal. It doesn't have to be your normal. It doesn't have to be. It's not my normal. I'm telling you from the other side, spiraling is not normal for me. And it took a long time to get to this place, but you can get here too. If I did, trust me, if I got here, you can too, because I used to be the queen of spiraling and pessimism and fucking complaining about every single thing in her life. So the reason why I bring this up is when you spiral into all of these thoughts, into your squirrel brain, where you're going with all of the things you're thinking, right? You're showing the universe that you can't handle it. It's the same thing as saying that your day's fully booked up. You don't have room to take any other inspired action steps that might come through because you're fully booked. When you have spiraling thoughts, you're literally showing the universe, like, I can't handle this. I can't handle the waiting period. I can't handle the unknown. I can't handle the idea that it might not be here, but I also can't handle the idea that it might just be done and I need to sit down and shut the fuck up. When you spiral, the universe is like, you are not in the vibration of this desire. That is literally what it's telling you. Because when I listed off all of those, you know, anxiety-driven questions, when I was explaining what it looks like to be in your way, that's not a vibrational match for the thing that you want. If you want your dream body or dream relationship, you want great, like amazing, perfect grades, you want that scholarship, you want that promotion, you want the dream job, you want the interview, you want the friend group, you want blah, 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 blah. None of that feels like overthinking, stressing the fuck out, and being a squirrel. It doesn't feel like that. It feels like, oh my God, like I got perfect grades this semester. I'm so proud of myself. I got organized and I showed up for myself and I really cared and I invested in my intelligence and I invested in my education. And it feels like, holy shit, I got the promotion at work. Like I have really been showing up to work in this high vibe energy and putting a lot of love into the projects and really investing in my coworkers and investing in all of the things that I'm doing, and it's paying off and I got the promotion. That feels so good. It doesn't feel like, holy shit, I need to make a plan. So when we spiral and think things like that, we're literally showing the universe that we can't handle it. It's not time, that we're in the way, we're not a match for it. And that's exactly what we want to avoid, right? We want to handle the in-between periods with grace and ease and excitement. When we're like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this to snap in. Like, holy shit, there's a million things that could happen in this one moment in time right now. And like I said at the beginning of this episode, that's the space I'm really in. I'm like, anything could happen at any point. Let me tell you a secret. A little secret from me to you. I have no fucking clue how I'm going to make $1 million this year. And my goal isn't even $1 million. It's 1.3 million. I have no idea how that is going to happen. And I don't give a fuck. I'm just getting out of my own way, taking the inspired action I know to take, getting my energy in that millionaire really high vibrational space, learning to manage things like a motherfucking boss, and holding the faith that miracles can happen in any one moment. To make $1 million in a year, you have to make about $83,000 a month. And I've never made $83,000 in a month. So I'm like, it's going to take a miracle. It's going to take a miracle for it to snap in. And it could snap in an instant. I could win the lottery, even though I've actually never gambled or like done anything like that. I could win the fucking lottery. I could find $10,000 on the ground. Somebody could pay in full for my private coaching for an entire year. You know, there are a million ways it could happen. And I just put myself in the space of anything can happen in any one moment. And I await that with excitement, with open arms, with open space in my schedule, in my mind. I don't really let myself think too much about things. I used to be a chronic overthinker. And this is when we really get in our way. And I was like, one time my friend T told me, or she didn't tell me, she wrote a Facebook post about it. She was like, people are addicted to thinking. And I was like, fuck, that's me. I was like, I'm so addicted to thinking. Like, I have so many ideas and I'm like handling a million things in my brain all at once all the time. And she was like, I don't really think thoughts all day. I only think things as intuition pops in. And I was like, shit, that would be nice. And as soon as we think that would be nice, that means it's something we desire oftentimes if it's not from ego. And that means it's something that's possible for us. And so when it comes to the pursuit of any of your manifestations and you're in that space of quote unquote waiting, you need to have the open space for it to snap in. And having that open space means not cluttering it with thoughts, not cluttering it with, oh my God, I can't manage the unknown, keeping it open and expecting miracles to drop in. Are you expecting miracles to drop into your life? I want you guys to really think about that. When you have a free 5 minutes, maybe you're in between classes, you're in between projects, you're in between Zoom calls, just at night, in between having dinner and like getting ready for bed or whatever you do. What do you do in those 5 minutes? Do you sit there and think, oh my God, I should do this, I should do that. Should I get a head start on this? And you just kind of like bombard yourself with thoughts? Or can you just sit there and like think and just like appreciate life and appreciate the space and maybe not even think anything at all, just like feeling love and gratitude? Are you expecting good things to pop in any one moment, in any open moment? And I bring up the example of just like feeling love and gratitude because that is the highest vibration in the universe. And so when you're just sitting there vibing at that level, you are open for things at that level to just pop in. So I feel like I'm kind of popping all over the place, but I'm going to trust that this is going to resonate as it needs to. Basically, being in your way looks like overthinking and worrying and anxiety and questioning and wondering and really clinging on to all of the things, right? And when we are out of our own way, we're just in this vibration of it is done. It's done. It's mine. It's a level of certainty where you're like, I have space for it to come in my life. I have space to take the action steps I need to. I have space to be guided. I have space to be communicated to with my guides. And you feel like it's locked in. It's loaded. It's done. When I think about like $1 million a year, I think about like, oh yeah, that like that's so done. I told you guys, I have no idea how. I have no idea how. But I feel like that's locked, loaded, and done. And I've never felt so certain of that in my life. It's the same thing when I went to Hawaii in 2018 and I had $20 in my bank account and I had to pay $1,300 when I got back in different bills. I had $25 in my bank account and I wasn't even going to be working while I was there. I spent like my last $20 on my Uber from the airport to the hotel. I thought I was just going to live off of free hotel coffee for 4 days. But that exact amount I needed ended up snapping in on the last day of the trip, of course. It feels like certainty. It feels like choosing to believe instead of choosing to spiral. Because remember, when we spiral, you show the universe that you can't handle it. You're not ready. You're not on the same vibration as the thing. Okay? So how do we manage these in between times? How do we get out of our way? What are some of my tactics to get this done? Because I don't want this to only be conceptual for you. I want you to be able to walk away and be like, okay, now I know what to do when this happens. You guys know, we're all about the practical over here. Lots of concepts to download in your noggin, and then I let you walk away with all the things. So one thing that has been super helpful for me in getting out of my own way this year specifically, and we've talked about this on the podcast before, is telling my shadow self to shut the fuck up. So let's say I am manifesting like my dream body, okay? And let's say I get on the scale and I've been feeling really good lately and then I gain 5 pounds or something. And my brain instantly goes, oh my God, I'm never gonna reach my goals. And I start beating myself up. Oh, like maybe I should eat less avocado toast. You know, like what the fuck ever happens. I just tell that shadow side of myself to shut the fuck up right then and there. Because I'm not available for that spiral. It's the same thing in like friendships. So let's say one of your desires this year is to build really deep connections with people and you have a couple friends that you're, you know, starting to talk to on like a daily or weekly basis and you feel like you're really growing in those friendships and they don't text you back or like they leave you on read or something and your brain starts to spiral. This is the same thing for relationships. Maybe the guy or girl that you like leaves you on red and you start to spiral. Are they mad at me? Why didn't they respond? Are they talking to somebody else? I would just tell those thoughts to literally shut the fuck up. And it goes back to what we talked about 2 weeks ago, like stop making meanings out of things. Just stop. That is a huge way I've learned to get out of my own way is I just stop the thought process. Because when you're not thinking about it, you're not fucking it up. And you can't actually fuck it up, but you can push things away by not being in that vibration. And when you spiral, it doesn't feel good. And when it doesn't feel good, you're not in alignment for the thing. Okay? So that's been my number one way this year specifically to get out of my own way is literally just telling myself to shut the fuck up. And it's been a practice. Like, you know, at first those thoughts come up and you kind of want to entertain them. You want to see if they're valid. That's really what your brain wants. You're like, oh, well, like if I gain these 5 pounds, like, is there something I shouldn't be eating? Like, is there a specific workout I should be doing? And the thing is, it's not wrong to look into those. It's not quote unquote bad. But if it's coming from a self-deprecating place and it feels really icky to question those things, tell it to shut the fuck up then and there. Don't tolerate low vibrational thoughts in your life at all anymore, period. So that's one thing that I really like to do. Another really practical thing you can do to start to get out of your own way is learn how to validate yourself. Now, a lot of us, especially when you're starting out in your spiritual journey, you love getting signs from the universe. We love angel numbers. Some people, they like to see feathers as a sign. When I started my journey, when I was living in Nebraska, my sign was always seeing a Range Rover because where I lived, there weren't a ton of Range Rovers. And so when I saw one, I was like, holy fuck, it's a sign. So a lot of us like signs or feathers or angel numbers or whatever it is. How can you learn to validate yourself? Because what those are doing is you're like, oh my God, angel number, I'm in alignment. Or for me, one thing I used to do all the time, I'd be like, okay, universe, like I need to see a Range Rover to know whether or not to drop out of college. And I would see one right away and then I still wouldn't drop out. It's like, what we're doing is we're validating something. We want an answer. We want a confirmation. We want to know that what we're feeling is true and that it's valid. How can you validate yourself? What makes you feel really good when you do it for yourself? Is it journaling and you're scripting and you're like, it's motherfucking done. It's mine. It's in the bag. I felt like this when I received it and I wore this outfit and blah, 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 blah. writing as if it's done, does that make you feel validated? Does saying affirmations about it feel validating? Does visualizing it, having a community to hype you up? That was something I always really enjoyed and still enjoy to this day, of like telling my friends my goals for the year and like my vision. And anytime I feel weird about it, I'll come into the chat and I'll be like, you guys, like, I'm just coming in here to get fucking amped about my desire. I'm just coming in here to get pumped up about my manifestation. How can you start to validate yourself? And we're going to use this when you start to get in your way, when those thoughts come up, when you want to spiral, when your brain just thinks how, when, where. You're going to come back to this list. You're going to come back to your form of validation for yourself, not from the universe, not a sign, validation from you. And the community kind of feels like validation from other people, but it's not even them hyping you up. It's you coming in a safe space, hyping yourself up and knowing that they're just there to support you and hold space for you. Like, that's something you can do inside of my free Facebook group if you guys want. This is the reason why I love having communities inside of every single one of my programs. That's why all my courses are group programs. Validate yourself. When you are in your way, when you start to spiral, maybe you told yourself to shut the fuck up, but it's still kind of coming because you're not being stern enough with yourself, go into learning to validate. Say your affirmations. Act like it's already done. Journal as if it's already done. Okay? And the last really practical thing I want to give you guys on how to like get out of your own way is kind of similar to the second one. But what do you desire when you usually feel down? So let's say you feel like sick or you feel a little bit sad. What is something that makes you feel better when you start to get out of alignment? Does a hug make you feel better? A dance party? Going for a walk? Taking a nice bath? When you don't feel your top-notch best, what do you do to feel better? Okay, I want you to think about that and even make this a little list. So when you start to get in your way, you start to spiral, you start to think about crazy shit, go do that instead, right? And I like all of these because they're all somewhat different. The first one, telling yourself to shut the fuck up, is like a very instant shift. Validating yourself is coming into you and saying, you know what? No, I trust myself. I'm certain. I have faith in myself. And when you look at, and for this third one, when you think, okay, well, what do I do when I'm sad? How can I do that now? That is like an action step. So if the mindset doesn't work, if the vibes and the certainty doesn't work for you, then move into the action piece. Go ask somebody for a hug. Go have a dance party. Go for a walk. Have a workout. Take a cold shower and move through that energy. What do you need when you feel down? Go do that. The beautiful thing about this is like you're really covering that like mind, body, soul, right? Because what works for me, maybe me telling myself to shut the fuck up works in an instant, but that doesn't resonate with you. Maybe that doesn't work for you. That's totally fine. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just we all have different ways that we function. So maybe the movement is going to be your secret sauce. And that's why I always like to give you guys a bunch of different options and activities and things to write about and think about, because everybody's a little bit different. Maybe you're the movement type. Maybe you are the mind type where you can just tell yourself to shut the fuck up. Maybe you are the soul type where you're like, no, I can come back to soul certainty. Figure out what works for you and do one of them or do all of them. Because what these are going to do for you, telling yourself to stop thinking about it, validating yourself and shifting the energy physically, is it moves you back into trust. Trusting that it's going to work out regardless of what happens. Trusting that it's going to work out in the most divine, perfect way possible. Trusting that it's going to work out in the safest, easiest way possible. And then you're showing the universe like, oh, I can handle this. I might have a little fear. I might have a little anxiety. Maybe I want the thing to come in a little bit faster than it's appearing to come in, but I'm going to trust anyways. And when you show the universe that that is the vibration you are on, you instantly become a match for it. Because that's like a matured soul version of you, where there's no need, there's no clinginess, there's just trust and certainty and faith. And you were rewarded for being in those vibrations. You're rewarded. Those are really, really high vibes. When things don't make sense in the physical, like when me making $1 million does not make sense right now in the physical, but I trust that anyways, the universe is like, oh, this bitch is ready to go. So how can you be that bitch who's ready to go? It's all about who you're being in the process is really what it boils down to. Are you going to be that version of you who doubts and questions and spirals into anxiety? Or are you going to be that version of you who shifts the energy in an instant and chooses to trust, get the fuck out of the way, and allow it to happen regardless? Okay? So remember, our three practices to get out of the way and sit back into our receiving is: one, telling yourself to shut the fuck up when the thought comes up. Two is learning to validate yourself, whether that's coming into a community, hyping yourself up around supportive people, journaling, like scripting as if it's done, saying your affirmations, and then doing things that shift your energy, getting a hug, having a dance party, doing a workout. I really love cold showers to shake up my vibration. Do one of them, do all of them, do some of them, and get the fuck out of your way. Spiraling doesn't help anybody. It doesn't put you in alignment, and it doesn't feel good. And anything that doesn't feel good, you get to just chuck out the fucking window, okay? So get the fuck out of your way. You've got this. Anything you desire, it is meant for you. Do not forget that. And it's all already done in the fucking quantum anyways. So it's just you getting into alignment and waiting for it to snap in, okay? All right. I love you. If you loved this episode, please, please share with a friend, share on IG, give me a little tag, and hopefully I will be seeing some of you inside of the Energetic Mastery Masterclass tonight. All right, talk next Wednesday. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out MichaelaJ.com. See you next week.